Vatican and World News.
Today, April 24th, 2019, is Easter Wednesday and the traditional feast of St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen, proto-martyr of the propagation of the faith. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis continues his catechesis on the Our Father. Catholics in India are expressing their support for the church in Sri Lanka following deadly terror attacks on Easter. And a tropical storm is expected to hit the northern part of Mozambique, which is still recovering from last month's Cyclone Idai. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story, Pope Francis continued his catechesis on the Our Father at the Wednesday General Audience earlier today. In his address, the Pope reminded us that we are forgiven in the measure with which we forgive those who trespass against us. Devin Watkins tells us more.
Pope Francis reflected at the weekly General Audience on the words of the Lord's Prayer, "As we forgive those who trespass against us." The Holy Father reminded the faithful in St. Peter's Square that everything we have is a gift from God, and that we should respond with gratitude.
La nostra vita non solo è stata voluta, ma è stata amata da Dio.
Our life was not only willed by God, he said, but was loved by God. Pope Francis said Jesus intentionally added a second part to the petition, "Forgive us our trespasses," which relates our being forgiven by God to our forgiveness of others. He said God is always willing to forgive the sins of those who are well-disposed and ask to be embraced again. But, said Pope Francis, God's abundant grace is always demanding.
Chi ha ricevuto tanto deve imparare a dare tanto.
Those who have received so much must learn to give as much, he said, without holding some back for themselves. Pope Francis then told the story of a priest he knew who went to hear the confession of a lady who was on her deathbed. The priest, he said, asked her if she repented of all her sins. Yes, was her answer. Then the Pope said the priest asked her, "Do you forgive others?"
In punto di morte ha detto no.
And the lady at the point of death said no. The priest was distressed, Pope Francis said.
Se tu non perdoni, Dio non te perdonerà.
If you do not forgive, he added, God will not forgive you. If we have problems forgiving others, said Pope Francis, we need to ask the Lord to help us to forgive. The Pope noted that Jesus inserts the power of forgiveness into human relationships, saying it fills the gap left by justice in the world.
Nella vita non tutto si risolve con la giustizia.
Not everything in life is resolved by justice, he said. Evil knows how to take revenge, he said, adding that it risks spreading to suffocate the whole world if we don't put a stop to it with forgiveness. Easter week, Pope Francis concluded, is an opportunity to offer others the most precious gift we ourselves have received. Forgiveness. I'm Devin Watkins.
India's Latin Rite Catholics have pledged their closeness and solidarity with victims of the Easter Sunday terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka. The Church is dedicated at Divine Mercy Sunday, April 28th, as a day of prayer and solidarity with the Church in Sri Lanka and the people of the island nation. Robin Gomes has more.
Archbishop Felipe Neri Ferrao of Goa Andaman, the president of the Conference of the Catholic Bishops of India, CCBI, that comprises the country's Latin Rite bishops, released a statement on Wednesday inviting CCBI member dioceses and the major superiors of religious congregations to join the initiative. On Wednesday, 3 days after the attacks in Sri Lanka, the death toll climbed to 359, with more than 500 injured. Archbishop Ferrao urged that during the Eucharistic celebrations on Divine Mercy Sunday, special prayers of the faithful be offered for the departed souls, the injured and the affected families who are plunged in grief and pain due to these senseless attacks. He particularly urged that the faithful spend some time in prayer before the Eucharistic risen Lord so that the country of Sri Lanka may experience healing and receive the gift of peace. Archbishop Ferrao suggested that, where possible, a candlelight procession be organized to draw the attention of our people to the gruesome tragedy occurred in our neighboring country and to invite them to pray with us for peace and harmony throughout the world. A string of suicide bombings in Sri Lanka hit three churches during Easter Sunday morning service, and three luxury hotels packed with tourists were also attacked. Two of the places of worship were Catholic churches, St. Anthony's Shrine in Colombo and St. Sebastian's Church in Negombo. Another blast at the Evangelical Zion Church in the eastern coastal city of Batticolo also claimed numerous lives. The Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences, FABC, and the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India have separately sent messages to the church in Sri Lanka expressing their solidarity. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of Sri Lanka has urged the people to stay calm and act with prudence and restraint. It has also demanded from the government security for the people and called for an immediate inquiry. The number of suspects arrested so far has risen to 60. Police have been able to identify 8 out of the 9 attackers, one of whom was a woman. Most of the attackers were well-educated and middle-class, and one of them studied in the UK and in Australia before returning to Sri Lanka. I'm Robin Gomes.
Elsewhere in world news, in both South Africa and Colombia, severe weather conditions have provoked floods and landslides that have left dozens of people dead and hundreds more homeless. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
60 people have died following flooding and mudslides in South Africa's province of KwaZulu-Natal, and some 1,000 survivors are without a home or shelter. With roads and buildings swept away by the torrential rains, rescuers continue to search for victims and fear the number of casualties could rise. The province of KwaZulu-Natal is on South Africa's eastern coastline. Its capital is the city of Durban. A severe weather warning has been confirmed for the area and further flooding is expected. Meanwhile, a continent away in Colombia, heavy rains and floods caused a landslide in the southwestern town of Rosas, which killed 28 people, with others still missing. 8 houses were buried in the mud and entire families were wiped out. The bishops of Colombia have expressed their solidarity with all those affected by the floods. They say they are close to all those who are working to accompany and assist the communities that are suffering, and they've called for nationwide gestures of solidarity. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Elsewhere, a tropical storm is expected to make landfall over the northern part of Mozambique and the southern part of Tanzania by Friday. Mozambique is struggling to recover after the devastation left by Cyclone Idai, which made landfall on March 14th near Beira. That cyclone left over 1,000 people dead and more than 500,000 displaced, and having to cope with a cholera outbreak and the threat of famine in coming months. Father Bernardo Suarte heads the Portuguese for Africa program here at Vatican News. Originally from the city of Pemba in Mozambique, he told Linda Bordoni the people have been alerted and will hopefully take action to avoid being in the path of Cyclone Kenneth.
According to what I learned, another cyclone should be coming somewhere between the southern part of Tanzania and northeastern part of Mozambique. I know that the authorities in Mozambique have sent an alert to the people in cities like Pemba, Nacala, and other cities along the rivers to be alerted and to warn people to move from the threatened areas to better ones. The worst part of it should be around the weekend.
Mozambique is actually used to a period in which storms do happen, but the pattern seems to have worsened. They seem to be more intense.
I think so. We are used to these rains and floods somewhere between November and March. But sometimes, like this time, it was really very serious. So people are warned. There is a government organization which looks for this to warn people. And the people are warned, but sometimes, you know, people are used to their places, to their houses, and they prefer to be there and wait. But I think with the Idai cyclone, the situation was very, very bad indeed. And so we expect that with Kenneth cyclone, I think people will be more cautious.
Mozambique's expecting Pope Francis in September. What does this mean for the country?
It's a very, very, very good occasion. What I hear from everywhere, from government, from the church, everybody is really expecting, because the presence of Pope will be very much encouraging to the faithful, but also to those who are most of times the forgotten people, the marginalized people, the far periphery people. So for them, it will be one opportunity once in a while to be in the eyes of the world, so to speak.
And that was Father Bernardo Suarte, the head of the Portuguese for Africa program at Vatican News. He was speaking with Linda Bordoni. Briefly, from around the world, leaders of Britain and Ireland joined hundreds of mourners today at the funeral of journalist Lyra McKee, whose killing by an Irish nationalist militant gunman has sparked renewed outrage in the province. France's government has presented a bill aimed at speeding up the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral and providing transparency on how huge amounts of donation money for the restoration will be spent. Also in France, the nation's highest administrative court has ruled that doctors can stop feeding and hydrating a man who is hospitalized in a vegetative state despite his parents' objections. And finally, the president of the Federation of the Asian Bishops' Conferences has expressed his sorrow and solidarity to all those affected by earthquakes which occurred this week in the Philippines, causing widespread death and destruction. Once again, here's Linda Bordoni.
Cardinal Charles Bo said he is grieving for the people of the Philippines who have been struck by a series of earthquakes this week, killing at least 20 people. In a message addressed to the Archbishop of Manila, Cardinal Luis Tagle, to the Filipino bishops and to the faithful of the Southeast Asian nation, Cardinal Bo expressed his solidarity for the disaster. "It is with deep sorrow," he said, "that I heard about the multiple earthquakes that hit your nation, taking the lives of some 20 people, injuring hundreds, and where several people are still reported missing." And describing his sincere anguish at the tragedy that has taken so many human lives in the Philippines, "It comes," he said, "just as we are coping with the Hyannis attacks on Christians in Sri Lanka, which has left us all numbed of comprehension." Cardinal Bo concluded his message saying that he and all the bishops of the member countries of the Federation of the Asia Bishops' Conferences are praying for the victims of this natural calamity, as well as for the survivors, caregivers, and relief agents. The nation was struck by two separate earthquakes in different areas on the 22nd and 23rd of April, registering magnitudes of 6.4 and 6.1 on the Richter scale. Many areas hit by the quake remain without power as electricity providers cut off supply to prevent fires while damage is assessed. I'm Linda Bordoni.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also get all the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks to our sound engineers and producers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.